Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Shannon Atkinson-Gano with First Night Winchester. Welcome to the show, Shannon. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate you having us.
Well, First Night Winchester 2018, we're here again. How many editions is this?
This is our 31st year. We're excited.
Let's talk about the mission of First Night, the goal, what it is for people who aren't familiar.
Well, sure. First Night Winchester, of course, is a time-honored New Year's Eve tradition. We work for family and friends, near and far. We're celebrating the visual and performing arts, and we encase it within the historic charm of Old Town Winchester. And it's our goal to bring the community together as a whole by presenting a family-friendly and alcohol-free event, by offering a full day of fun entertainment, surely improving the quality of life to the people of the Northern Shenandoah Valley.
The support's been great over the years, hasn't it?
It surely has. We have the support from local government, public safety, and of course we couldn't do it without the sponsorship of local corporation and small business and individual sponsorship. We would not be here today celebrating three decades of tradition if it weren't for them.
Volunteers, too.
We get volunteers from the local churches in the Winchester community, and they monitor the event venues and ensure our success.
Congresswoman Comstock recently gave a little plug.
We were excited. We had our monthly meeting, and we were recognized by Congresswoman Barbara Comstock for our extraordinary success of being one of only 35 cities out of over 200 cities nationally and internationally from the origination of First Night, which continues this New Year's tradition. Boston was the original First Night, and we currently have First Night Pittsburgh, First Night Alexandria, just to name a few, and we're one of the 35 surviving.
Let's run down what all is available on December 31st. It's a full day now, so let's start with the morning. What's this morning at the Marriott?
At this event, they're giving free Starbucks coffee for adults, those that have our button, and they're able to utilize the button to access morning at the Marriott. And children 5 and under are free, and they have access to craft, hot cocoa, a muffin. Get your energy going and get your day started by going at morning at the Marriott.
Well, I know First Night every year does a mix of returning artists and some new acts, and that's the case this year, isn't it?
Yes, we have bringing back Jane Franklin Dance, and of course, everybody's favorite. Everybody wants to know about Robbie Lyman. He's coming back to the Hanley Regional Library. We're also having the Yesterday Swing Orchestra, Mutt's Gone Nuts. They're returning, everybody's favorite. They're rescue dogs that have been trained to do different types of performances and tricks. They're known throughout the country. They're actually doing Pittsburgh Steelers pre-show that very same day. And once they're done with that, they're coming back down to the Winchester area and preparing to do a show at 1 o'clock, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Braddock Street United Methodist Church.
Let's talk about some more of the acts here. I'll just throw them out there. You tell us what they are. Some are self-explanatory, but others maybe not so much. Bert the Nerd.
Bert the Nerd. He does juggling and a lot of weird entertainment for children. He's going to definitely be a favorite by the children.
How about Dave Brunell?
He does American folk music of songs from the 19th and 20th century.
El Glano Grande?
Oh, my goodness. We're excited to have them, providing belly laughs to audience of all ages, all around the world. You'll definitely laugh hard with him. He dresses up as a rider riding on a horse and does all types of fun comic relief type jokes and carries on. Ian Varela is a ventriloquist. He does a comedy act and uses a lot of the audience participation interaction.
What is Ice Lab?
Award-winning modern ice sculpting. The gentleman is coming from Alaska, and he'll be doing some ice carving right in front of the Old Town Courthouse.
Larnell Starkey and the Spiritual Seven Gospel Singers.
They've been playing for some time. Their music is a zestful blend of traditional gospel with a twist of contemporary. They showcase their amazing vocal harmonies, high-flying falsettos as a first tenor, They're just a really a family group from the Rocky Mountain, Virginia area. Lynn Mackey, a solo pianist from Stanton, Virginia, who combines masterful technique with extraordinary expressiveness to bring a wide range of classical music to audiences.
I'm Robert Allen. I'm speaking with Shannon Atkinson-Ganot with First Night Winchester, running down the performers for this year's New Year's Eve Festival of the Arts in Old Town Winchester. Matthew Mills.
Matthew Mills is from Southern Maryland, a neoclassical guitarist, and has been voted as one of the 50 fastest guitarists of all time. Matthew Mills will be playing in the Winchester Book Gallery.
The MLO Fusion Project?
It's a group of faculty artists from Shenandoah Conservatory, as well as a prominent member of the Northern Virginia jazz scene. You have pianist Bob Larson. You also have bassist Boulder O'Neill, a graduate from the famed Berklee School of Music. Drummer Stan McClellan is a Virginia native. So you have a group of high-class faculty artists that will be participating with that.
How about Red Roots?
Oh, my goodness. Red Roots is a board favorite, I can tell you that. They're Mississippi raised. They're identical triplets. And they pick up instruments, including guitar, banjo, violin, drums, mandolin, and piano at an early age. And they just do a high-energy country performance. And they're, of course, fiery as their red hair.
Another one that's been here a lot, Spoon Man.
Spoon Man is definitely a children's favorite. And he plays spoons for over 20 years. Again, he's returning to Winchester with his interactive comedy program for all ages. And you get a chance to get into the act and interact with him. He'll be at the Museum of the Shenandoah Valley.
And what about West Wind?
West Wind is also a return group. They're an American country duo comprised of Jonathan Maness, a vocals guitarist, and Wendy Crow, a vocals. And they're from Knoxville, Tennessee. They perform and record new traditional country music, bluegrass, and they'll be playing at the Market Street United Methodist Church.
So many performers, and a lot of them do multiple performances. Now, what do we need to know to take it all in?
I'm glad you asked that, Robert. Buttons are $10, and 5 and under are free, firstnightwinchester.com, or purchase them at the Apple Blossom Mall Management Office, Museum of the Shenandoah Valley Gift Shop. You also can get them at the Winchester Book Gallery, and that's on the corner of Loudoun Street and Piccadilly Street. And then, of course, the Winchester Frederick County Visitor Center on Pleasant Valley. You can get a copy of our map online, along with the description of all the different entertainers and performers that are participating this year, along with the times of the shows and the different venues.
A little bit of planning, you can catch a lot of great entertainment.
You sure can. About 50 different shows and performances for about 14 hours, beginning at 10 a.m. until midnight. And, of course, at the midnight, we have the Dancing in the Street by Wink FM. And then shortly after, we have the Apple Drop Countdown and the fireworks display.
And that Apple Drop's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, we have a blast with that. We keep it protected all year round. And at this time of the year, we definitely show it off. And this year was our first year, Robert. We were on the holiday parade downtown Winchester, and we had a blast with that and allowed children to get up close and personal with that apple, because typically it's up in the air and it doesn't come down until midnight. And at that time, most of the children are already tucked in bed. So it gave them a chance to get up close and check out our apple all bright and shiny.
Well, let's talk a little bit about parking.
We have sponsored parking this year. This is our third year, I believe. And each of the downtown parking garages provided by the Bayless Wealth Management Group of Wells Fargo Advisor. And parking spaces will be available on a first-come, first-served basis beginning 5 p.m. on December 31st and then ending 11 a.m. on January 1st. So you can park, enjoy the night, can leave it there, have a visit at the hotel, enjoy the local businesses, shopping, and restaurants that night, and just have a great time downtown. You got parking, and you can have an evening of entertainment for the low cost of $10. a bat needs a person.
Well, real quick before we wrap up here, the cover
sure.
of the program, the cover of the artwork on the button, that's a collector's item, really. Tell us about this year's artwork.
This year's button artwork and program art was created by Shannon McCarthy. She's an assistant professor of graphic design at Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky. She did a whimsical design depicts her rendition of what First Night Winchester means to her. And the artwork surrounds Sunny. Sunny is a true Volkswagen Beetle. It's owned by our founding mother, Kathy Narangis. And it's a convertible that's driving through Old Town Winchester Walking Mall. And the Beetle is encased in a gleeful apple-shaped snow globe. So it's quite festive and whimsical. The Volkswagen Beetle is going to be driven downtown with musicians in the back seat playing during the event. So it's like the program itself is like a live art because that bug is going to come alive.
Again, where can people go online to find out more about First Night and get ready for the new year?
FirstNightWinchester.com. We have our headquarters down at 33 East Boscawen Street. And that's open December 31st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can purchase buttons last minute if you choose.
The 31st First Night Winchester, Shannon Atkinson-Ganeau, thank you so much for being on the show and telling us all about it. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Robert Allen. I appreciate you having us.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.